listening to The Daily Cap, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight, the Northwestern University volleyball team will take on USC at 7 p.m. at Welsh Ryan Arena. This will be the second-to-last home game of the season for the 5-19 team, who will also play Rutgers on Saturday night. The NU field hockey team has made it to the Final Four. They will play UMass in Ann Arbor in one of the final games of the NCAA tournament. If they win, they will clash with either UNC or St. Joe's on Sunday, November 24th. The Northwestern men's basketball team will also play tomorrow against Pepperdine. So far, the team is 4-1 and remains undefeated at home. This will be their last home game before a road trip to Arizona, where they will play Butler on Thanksgiving. Tonight, Northwestern Religious and Spiritual Life will host a Friendsgiving dinner in Alice Millar Chapel. While students should have already RSVP'd, the event is a way to share food and music with friends on campus before potentially heading back home for the holidays. Mira Sushi, a Chicago chain, is coming to Evanston. It is expected to open in about 2 months if things go well, and the menu will feature all-you-can-eat food at a lower price. The first snowflakes of the season fell in Evanston last night. This shift in weather marks the change in seasons. Despite this, the city has announced that the Dog Beach on the shores of Lake Michigan will remain open through the winter with some restrictions in relation to salting and snowfall. More snow is expected to fall tomorrow morning. With the holiday season just around the corner, today is National Gingerbread Cookie Day and National Stuffing Day. While Thanksgiving is still 1 week away, you can enjoy your stuffing early, although it's definitely not my favorite side. Sweet potatoes and mac and cheese for the win. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.